Well, let's turn over to Psalm number 98 and read it. That's supposedly the psalm that Watts based this hymn. He says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. I mean, several places in the scripture where it talks about that God's people will sing a new song. Indeed, it's a song that no man can sing, according to Revelation. No man can sing except the 144,000. Now, if you're a JW, that's pretty limited. But if you're a good Baptist, you believe that 144,000 composes, it's symbolic of the whole tribe of Israel, which is the church is composed of, or encompasses the church. So that's a new song that no man can sing except those that have been born of the Spirit of God. You know, there's a difference in mouthing words, and even if it's got music accompanying it, like we do with the piano, it means nothing except it be sung by the Spirit of the Lord. So, but this is the word of God to his people, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory." And see, that is one place where the world has it all wrong in their observance of this season, is that they just don't see the victory. "The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen." And there again is the marvel. It's the marvel not only of the goodness of God, but it's a marvel of the depravity of the human soul. That even though it's evidently set before them, they cannot see the salvation of the Lord. It's like the Jews of Jesus' day. He had walked among them. He had taught among them. He had performed many miracles of many different kinds. And yet their statement was, "If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." "He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." Now, our day, and for the last, really, close to 100 years, the religious world has told us that we're going to have to go out and show people the salvation of the Lord because they've never seen it. But that's not according to what the psalmist says, is it? It's not according to what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "For there the sound of them hath gone throughout the world." And how long ago has it been? Was it last Sunday or the Sunday before that J.T. had us, I think it was J.T., had us reading out of the 19th Psalm? His line goes out. The sun shines as a bridegroom rejoicing. I think we read it down at the Sanford's, maybe not last week, but maybe the week before. But it's clearly seen. "He hath remembered his mercy and his truth then toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth." make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. A very comprehensive psalm. This psalm reaches, indeed, all the way from the beginning to the end, telling forth the praise of God and even bringing into view the very end when he shall return in his glory. So this is the psalm that that Brother Watts used to write, that inspired him, I guess I should say, to write this song, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. Sister Joyce was talking about hearing a Assembly of God, was it, preacher, talking about the joy of the Lord. And certainly, that is so. God's people have every reason to rejoice in Him. Not in the season, or not in the things of the season, but in Him. And that's, again, is where the world misses it. They rejoice more in the things than they do in the hymn.